Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply: talk is not cheap. Talk is not cheap. Now, obviously, my friends and neighbors, I'm sure that you've heard the contrary, because there's a popular saying that says talk is cheap. Well, I beg to differ, because I believe that our words are amongst the most powerful resources we could ever have at our disposal. Talk is not cheap. You know, you go to a wedding ceremony and you'll hear the preacher say, "Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?" And the groom must say, "I do," or else the ceremony cannot proceed. If you go to a courtroom, then you see someone that places their hand on the Bible and raises the other hand and said, "Do you agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?" That person must say, "I do," in order for the court proceedings to continue. Yes, my friends, talk is not cheap. Now, you may argue, you might say, "Well, wait a minute. What about the ones that say I do and they really don't mean it?" Well, obviously, my friends, we want to outline today the most valuable talk there is, and that is the talk that comes from God. You remember in Psalms 19 and 14, the Bible says that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Then Jesus said in Matthew 4 and 4 that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yes, my friends, talk is valuable. Remember Proverbs 18 and 21? The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Then don't forget that Jesus spoke to a fig tree. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the sea. You discover those things, obviously, in Mark 4 and 39 when he rebuked the wind and the sea. Yes, my friends, words have power. And more importantly, words that come from God have more power than any other words. Well, let's outline a few of the valuable components of words that come from God and words that Christians should embrace. There are some key characteristics that we discover in our PRICE acronym that characterize the powerful words of God. First of all, my friends, that P reminds us that we inherit promises from God. Yes, my friends, God's words are filled with promises. You remember in 2 Peter 1 and 4, the Bible says that we've been given exceeding great and precious promises. Yes, my friends, remember the last time someone broke their promise to you? It may be that they said they were going to take you somewhere or buy you something or do something, and they didn't do it. They didn't show up. They didn't come when they said. Well, we've gotten accustomed to so many broken promises, but let's not confuse that with the promises of God. The Bible says in 1 Kings 8 and 56 that the Lord has not failed one word of all his good promise. Yes, my friends, God keeps his promise. He does according to all that is promised. You remember the Bible even said that Abraham in Romans 4 and 20, he didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God. Wait a minute. In Romans 4 and 21, the Bible outlines that he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. My friends, let me ask you, are you standing on the promises of God today? Are you giving glory to God because you're strong in the faith? You're not staggering at the promise that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." You're holding on to that promise that God says, "My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." Yes, my friends, you recognize that there are some promises God has made, and we can stand on everyone. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to go through the word and look at those promises, and you'll discover that those promises can sustain us and can maintain us no matter whatever takes place. We can rest on the promises of God that are in our PRICE acronym. Let us know that the words of God are reassuring. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they are reassuring. You know, sometimes we like to have reassurance. insurance. If you take a check to the bank and it's a large enough check, then the bank will actually call to make sure that that check is good. All they want is some reassurance. They want a party on the other end to confirm that what you've got is as real as it looks. Sometimes, my friends and neighbors, God recognizes our need for reassurance. You remember the Bible says in John 14:26 that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance, whatever Jesus said to us. Then remember in Deuteronomy 6:7, we discover that we should teach the word diligently to our children and talk about it when we sit in our house and when we walk by the way, when we lay down and when we rise up. Yes, my friends, one of the ways to get reassurance is through reinforcement. Yes, that means that sometimes we've got to reinforce that word by repeating it and reciting it and restating it as often as we can. When was the last time you reassured yourself by reciting Philippians 4:13? We can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Have you reassured yourself by reciting Philippians 4:19? But my God will supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to practice the fine art of reassurance, because God has a way of reassuring us with his word. Have you ever gone somewhere, maybe you were faced with a challenge and you heard a word from on high and it felt like that word was custom made and handcrafted for you? That was just God's subtle way of reassuring you. Yes, my friends, God has the way to reassure us through his word. Now, that I in our PRICE acronym reminds us that God's word inspires. It not only reassures us, my friend, it not only gives us the promises, but it also inspires us. You remember the last time you were inspired by the word of God? When the word that you heard lifted you and caused a shout to rise from deep down in your belly. You remember the last time that you heard a word and it made you stand on your feet and say, praise God, I can agree with that. Might have made you say amen. You may have done a lot of different things because the word knows how to inspire. The Bible says in Psalms 119:103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. In Proverbs 16:24, pleasant are words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. Yes, my friends, think about the last time the word uplifted you, when you were feeling like you didn't need you, where you might not have thought you were going to make it, but yet a word came and put some pep in your step and glide in your stride. Psalms 19:8 said, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. My friends and neighbors, nothing can inspire like the word of God. You cannot find any person that can teach you, tell you, sing to you anything sweeter than the word. When the word comes, yes, your eyes light up, your feelings get better. My friends, I wish I had time to complete this lesson today, but that's all the time of yours I'm going to take until we talk again on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.